Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Johan Els. He's back with you tomorrow. Thank you for the goodwill. Thank you so much for the exhortation. You know, today I could just mark the exhortation, the very aspect of encouragements, and that people become optimistic when they listen to your shows. Towards the future, even when things don't seem to be well at times, they become optimistic anyway. Beautiful indeed. Have a grateful and a powerful rest. And of course, you're back tomorrow. Johan Els, thank you so much. My name is Ray. I trust you are well. I trust the Father is doing you well. And everything is fine with you. Thursday Live it is. And I'll be talking to Pastor Makam. And also Pastor Green. I'll be talking to Pastor Green also. And I won't be talking to the Apostle Pumlamfene because she took a quick turn into America. She went to America in a quick turn. So it will be the four of us. And of course, I just trust that you will enjoy the show. And this is how I'd like to start it, man. Remember the OJs? Yeah. Message in the music. The name of the track is Prayer. Oh, yeah. They used to play a full orchestra then, not these keyboards and files.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply. Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Oh yes, the OJ is there. Beautiful song. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. And of course, I just want to say to you, you know, we are at that phase in time where we really have to pray. You know, pray for peace, pray for hope, love, and faith, and pray for goodwill, pray for reconciliation, and pray for fairness, pray for justice, and pray for restitution and restoration. It's very important to pray that the church be able to stand firm and be able also to put across the message and the music, you know, that the message, and also put across the preachings and teachings in the knowledge of the Father and in the truthfulness of it, and not just the babblings and propagandas, but the true word of the Father. All right, I will connect with Pastor Makamu and also Pastor Green. We'll share with regards to the topic tonight. And like I said, the Apostle Pumlamfene is not in because she is in America, as we speak. She is in America, you know. So Pastor Green will send and the voice notes, because it's raining on their side big time. So we will record him even as we play songs, because through the phone it just doesn't work properly. And then also we'll connect with Umfundisi Makamu and also try also to get, you know, I don't know, also in his area. He's in the Fosloras area. I don't know if it's raining there or if things are fine. I am not sure. But I know it's thunderstorms and hailstorms, you know, in Gauteng, in some parts of Gauteng. So we'll try to connect with just as much as we can of the people. Right. And of course, we are going to be touching on the issue of false witnessing. False witnessing. What is false witnessing even all about? We'll be touching on that. What is false witnessing even all about? And I trust that as we do so, the Father will do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. And of course, the very notion of false witnessing, what it stands for, what it is about, we are going to touch on that. And hopefully I will be able to speak to Pastor Makamu, because I haven't heard any excuse so far. So I'll be speaking to him. Now, the thing is, we want to know, what is false witnessing even all about? What is it even all about? When we talk about false witnessing, what do we say? And also, when we talk about false witnessing, what comes to mind? It's very important to look into those. Right. And then also, we are going to be looking into the notion of deceptions, you know, false witnesses, and what the word is saying with regards to this, and how it is equivalent to slandering. We will be touching base on that. Right. And then, like I said, that we will try to connect again with Pastor Makam. I don't know what's happening. We just can't get hold of him. But Pastor Green will send the notes. So we'll connect with him and record even as we speak. Right now, even as we speak, he is recording some stuff, because it is raining havoc where he is, and he can't be reached. This is one of the most awkward things about the area where he is, because we have tried to reach him so much through the phones, and we couldn't get him. And then we'd say, okay, it's better that we record. All right, I'm able to get him from this Makamu. Makamu, greetings.
Okay.
Ah, it's
okay. Let's come back to us. Apostle. Modo my apostle in Njani.
No, say America. We are kumbula kuting te ute we Americans.
Ah, oh, excuse man, hi. Makas zeren is into Zimnandes, say America. Greetings to Pastor Green.
And also Pastor Green, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Pastor Green, how are you?
I as well. He will respond. He will respond. We are still recording him. Because it's raining on his side. Is it raining by your side, Makamu?
Yes, yes, Mfundisi. We are like a cool, it's calling the plus minus 10 to 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And I see people are even calling in, you know. Just hold on. Hello there, hi.
Good afternoon, Brother Ray. How are you?
Very well, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Happy New Year. Happy, happy, happy.
Happy season. Happy season. Happy season.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, brother. This is Brother Anonymous speaking here, ne?
All right.
Yes, yes, yes. And Brother Ray?
Yes. Brother Anonymous. Brother Anonymous. How? Brother Anonymous seemed to have gone. Brother Anonymous. How? Oh, Brother Anonymous, Uhambi. Brother Anonymous. Okay, Brother Anonymous seemed to have gone. And we will try to speak to Umfundisi Makamu. They say it's raining where they are, and it's raining big time. So I don't know how we are going to work out, because even those who are calling in, we are losing them on air. But it's okay. Continue to call. The best thing is also to send a voice note, 082-657-2729. We are asking this question, what is false witnessing even all about? What is false witnessing even all about? And these days, can we say without a doubt we understand what false witnessing is even all about? And of course, also the very notion of false witnessing. We will look into some of the words, you know, some of the words. We'll look into the verses as to what the verses are saying. If you look into Exodus chapter 20, verses 6, says, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. We're talking about false witnessing. All right, we seem to have got cut. Is it Brother Anonymous?
Yes, this is Brother Anonymous. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brother. Oh, Brother Ray, I just heard you about you. You're saying false witnessing? Oh, what is it? False witnessing.
False witnessing, yes, we are talking about
Yes. Hey, man, you just triggered something within me, you know, when you spoke about false witnessing. Because one thing that came to mind is the fact that I was once working in a corporate space some years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember one manager I had. Now, I will not give too much information. But one manager I had once called me to the office and asked me to come and become a false witness. They told me they'll give me questions, what questions they're going to ask me, and then they'll tell me what answer to give in testimony or witnessing, giving witness against a fellow employee. So I refuse. I refuse, Brother Ray, to an extent that I remember at the end of the day, I remember one of the things that caused me to lose my job is the fact that I refused to become a false witness. And I wonder to this very day, what would have happened had I agreed to become a false witness? I would have had the job. I would have probably would have retained the job. What would have happened to my conscience? So today I'm very, very happy. I'm very, very happy and very content and very satisfied with everything God has given me.
Yeah.
And I have peace in my heart. I have peace in my mind. So I'm really thankful to God for that. So please, false witnessing is something really negative. If you are invited in your company to become a false witness, say no. Just say no, so that you can sleep well at night. That's just my little 2 cents contribution today.
you started the show on a big note, man, by giving a testimony of standing your ground and never compromising the truth. I admire and love your discipline.
Thank you. Even though I must admit, at the time when I lost my job, it was very, very painful.
Yes.
But now that years have gone by and I look back and I realize that, Lord, you're so big, because had I given false testimony, because that other gentleman, apparently they had lost their job as well. Mm. And apparently they, after a few years or something, they passed away from there, from us. So I'm wondering to myself, how would I be feeling right now?
Yeah.
Had I, you know, so really, really, guys, we have to be principled. We have to stick to our principles at all times, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's favorable, whether it's unfavorable, regardless. Because at the end of the day, all of us will account someday.
Yes.
We will all give account for the time that we've been given by God. But thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. Love you all, family.
With
and happy
you.
2025. Thank
Same
you, man.
To you.
Bye-bye,
thank
bye-bye,
you.
Bye-bye.
That is Brother Anonymous. They started the show powerfully. You know the way that the Father is working, man. He just started the show. He says, "You are talking about false witnessing, and I want to tell you about my experience at a job that I held." And do you know the corporate sector pays, man? Hey, it pays, young. And says, "Look, I was even told to make a false witness against a particular person. I did not. And guess what? They had passed on. How would I be feeling now? Perhaps maybe one would be remaining with a guilt for life that you had caused the stress upon a person." Yo. Funis makam, usaphila kodwa ngizwa ngathi unalwa imvula lapho. Usaphila?
Hey, imvula mfundisa, I was saying kutina imvula iqale 20 minutes ago, Mruthu.
Yeah.
And they shine very strong.
Yeah.
And sibonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho ngoba konke kubuya kubaba kuhle. So angibingelele kuwe, ngibingelela ibandla lonke elathengwa ngegazi yenkosi. Athengwa ngegazi lepresident. Igazi lenkosi.
Absolutely.
Announced 400 years, 4,000 years before he came. Kuloko ku-announce ukuthi there is a king coming. His name is Yahusha HaMashiach. and wabuya. And so I salute everyone watengwa ngalelo gazi. Bonke abakhona, bonke abamamele, ngiyababingelela ngegama lakhe. Yes.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Makamu. And we are talking about false witnessing. I just read Exodus chapter 20, verses 16. Many people call it the Ten Commandments. And yes. Part of it says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And I underline that concept. You shall not bear false witness. And it is an absolute law that cannot be changed. Even grace says you shall not lie against one another. So basically, this is an instruction from the Father that false witnessing should be abolished, abhorred, dismayed upon, sneered on, avoided. And many people should move away from such, even if the offers are outstanding. One should stand away from that. And you know, sometimes, Muruti, there are people who become paid, and they call them actors on stage. They become paid, these people, and they pay them to come and say, I stood up from a wheelchair. And they come with a wheelchair, with a paper, lapena, bismaka, magashumayla, lapena, mkoba, lapena, betaj.
As we say, pants.
Ah, I bet say asuguma le ugu angat say apumi mafishin ngoba bant bali mal. Asuguma will change lapena umunye bat bega ngabon umunye bat bega feel bega pagatwe. The other one was in a coffin.
Injalo.
And then he stood up. He was watching, and I don't think they wrote the script well because he really wasn't acting as someone who had just woken from death.
And I put on a phone, a press coming.
Maybe
after
it was
3 days, Muntanele Matunen on a phone. Kazakasa Bamshe Matunen, Emma Kazin in a phone. Younger freezer, their phone.
Oh, and then why did they bring the coffin to the church? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up and then they give him food. False witnessing, false miracles. False witnessing also by many so-called ministers. And it goes on where I have seen, and I've spoken many times about this, those in that area, Mabupane, Soshanguve, I've seen one who was saying people baje miriri abatu, especially these, what do they call, Brazilian, Colombian hair, or what?
Brazilian hair.
When we are passing by, they're in a tent, and you are passing by, they're in a tent, and they would be getting out, and they would be catching you, and they eat your hair. All right, here in Garankuwa, I've seen others. Here in Garankuwa, at the campus, the TUT campus in Garankuwa, and the likes, those areas there, I've seen others eating grass. And they eat grass because someone is witnessing to them as to a fact of truth that this is how it should be. And so we see false witnessing in many formats, in preachings, people claiming to have raised people from the dead, people claiming to have heard from the Father, and they have a special word for celebrities or a special word for the so-called men or women of God and all that. And they are tainting those who have been sent for real. You know, they are really tainting those who have been sent for real. And the notion of false witnessing, it is an arsenal of the devil to actually dilute the truth and to discourage people from paying attention. Listen to this. In Exodus 23, verses 1, it says, you shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your own hand with the wicked to an unrighteous witness. I think our first caller was testifying to that. He refused to put his hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. And we see that much of the times people go about, and what they do, they would just make sure that they mess up everybody and testify lies about everybody. This thing, you see it nasemisebenzini. You see it.
Hey man, yakabheka umuzi uluthule umngane wami ubheka umuzi so wadlula. Ethi umpimpi, wimpimpi, mfana weNdiya, wimpimpi. And I think much of the times I think much of the times as believers we are missing out on the notion of the truth in the sense that we don't study the word about what the word says about false witnessing. We are somehow taken by the vengeance, vendetta, and even the bribery that comes with it. Even big companies, man, auditing firms are giving false reports and they become caught. You find CEOs and all those people going to jail with scandals across the world. And the aim is just to destroy. And that is where it is said. What do you say, Mfundisi Makamu?
Mfundisi wami angibonge ngale topic enkulu kangaka mfundisi. Angiqale nje endlini yokholwa.
Mayibonge inkosi.
UYahusha Hamashiach wanikeza a very strict mandate. Go and make my people, make the people my disciples.
Yes.
And umsebenzi wabantu now la wama disciple wabantu abathumi. Turn the people to enter the kingdom. They must repent. Repent means to change the way you think, the way you perceive izinto. Uphuma ezonweni uamkela umbuso kaNkulunkulu lokhona. Mfundisi ngiphethe Luka chapter 9 lap.
Yes.
The main verses singabasebenzisa. But I just chose nje Luka chapter 9,
yeah.
No chapter 10. Uthe laphayana uma akhuluma yena umnikazi wendaba. Then he sent them out to tell everyone about the kingdom. He sent them to tell everyone about the kingdom.
Yeah.
Not about ama miracles.
No.
But because sininkinga yokufuna a crowd. We are not telling the people about the kingdom. We are telling people ukuthi uma wangena nje esontweni lami upholile inkinga zakho.
Sure.
Seze asekho.
False witness.
Yebo. And whereas we were sent to tell people about the kingdom, we are not telling people to forsake their things. We are telling people ukuthi hayi man, uNkulunkulu ukuthanda njengoba unjalo. Yes, ukuthanda njengoba unjalo. But la kumele uzohlalelwa phansi la uqeqeshwa ukuthi na njengoba ungena kwale kingdom, la kwale kingdom, you own nothing. Yonke into you own uNkulunkulu. Doesn't matter ukuthi uzena amateksi awu-100 or awu-billion or u-Elon Musk ngokwakhe. Yonke into unayo iyenkosi, ngoba in the kingdom, a citizen of the kingdom, that's all aka own in it. Yonke into iyenkosi.
Yes.
And a kingdom, a citizen of a kingdom, even nonkosikazi akusiyena owakhe wenkosi ubolekiwe. That is why awuzokushaya unkosikazi wakho ukuthi ayinkinga uwo umlobolile. Lo nkosikazi lo nkosikazi wenkosi awuzokushaya indoda yakho uthi na inkinga le ndoda iyami. Indoda lela akusiyona iyakho, iyenkosi. You own nothing kwe-kingdom. Akufani nokwe-democracy. La kwe-kingdom la, uzohlalelwa phansi ufundiswe. La kwe-kingdom la, awulaleli umthetho we-deputy minister bani. Akunamuntu we-cabinet kumele ezane imithetho afika kutshelela. La kwe-kingdom, igama lenkosi alikhulumayo, it's a law.
Yeah.
You obey it. Akuna vote ukuthi na hayi land without recompensation. Hayi thina sizobanika, sizoba recompensation. Akuna ma debate la. Enake kuphela uyakhulumayo ukuthi ngifuna kwenzeke kanje. Ufundiswa lokho la kwe kingdom. uzoyeka kwezimthetho yakho leyo fuzo lekagogo lo wasuka naye le nyambane le uyeke mkhuba le lapho lakho kingdom. You understand? Uyeke ufuzo lomkhulu lokuthi hayi inkinga mina la you depend everything. You praise him yena yedwa. Not umakamu, umakamu uyi agent. Akusu uye.
Yeah.
You understand? Number three, whatever that happens in the kingdom, noma ngaba yenzo umakamu, umakamu angazikhombi yena, ukhomba inkosi ukuthi kwenze ubane bani. Noma ngaba abantu bayaphakama or bayaphola, is none of your business. Your business is to witness. And our hand will smile at my miracles. Mfundisi, I was set that one day as I continued to read the word to find out ukuthi ama miracles u Jesu utina ama miracles is for a perverse generation.
Yeah.
Whereas itina sigijimisa wona ama miracles. Uthi ama miracles akusiwona kaNkulunkulu. Ama miracles is for a generation. It's a perverse generation. So instead of us preaching, taking people sibafaka kwe kingdom, asibatshele lokho sithi uma wangena nje lakimi la upholile, uma wafika nje lakimi la indaba zakho nizokutshela, uma wafika noma ngaba ubani ufile lakimi langumakamu, hayi sekuphelile ngakhona, awusana lutho wena. Because la inkinga abantu abathunyiwe endleleni basike babona i-opportunity yokuvula amaskezi yokwenza abantu babe izigqila and bahlangana ne-20th century ne-21st century ukuthi kwale 20th and 21st century singene kuyo indaba ye-slaves iphelile and now ba-enslave abantu engqondweni zabo bahlala abantu babe izigcila and futhi ngiyabablema bona abantu ngoba abantu izwi likaNkulunkulu likhona lila. Instead of umuntu afunda izwi akalifunda ufuna ukutshelwa ukuthi uthe umfundisi uJesu wathi. But iBhayibheli unalo la and some of them baqamela ngalo uma baphethwe amakhanda ukuthi baphole. Ndiyakutshela ngokubuza. Sweshisi. Baqamela ngawo uma baphetha amakhanda, abafuni ukuyothenga i-grandpa, abafuni ukuyothenga i-disprit, baqamela eBhayibheleni balale bathi hayi lizophola ekhanda. Ma ndiqamele ngeBhayibheli. But ukulifunda, abafuni ukulifunda. Understand? Number three, nginesiqiniseko umfundisi. Uzongiphika angazi. Kodwa nginisiqiniseko sokuthi 85% yabantu who are preaching the gospel they were not sent.
Yeah, man. Hey, that one iyahlupha. Izisubhlungu.
Ngiyakutshela impela lokho 85% yabantu who are preaching the gospel they are not sent. Bangabantu, most of them they were in Danyani. Emodapi.
Etrongweni.
Etolongweni. Singena thina amachaplain sishumayela uJesu then wayibamba uma abuya laphayana ngoba unesikhathi sokufunda iBhayibheli uma abuya laphayana nama revelation
yathi ngizoyenza imali
umprophet. Umprophet akafuna akaqeqeshwanga lo muntu lo la.
Yeah.
Uthe wabuya nje akasafuna ukuyotshontsha ngoba uyazi ukuthi ukutshontsha kuzomlimaza. Kuzombuyisela le azobona ilanga kaye 1 in 10 minutes a day. Bamnikeza 10 minutes a day. So ufuna ukutshontsha ngezwi njengaba belungu babetshontsha ngezwi. And babengathunywanga ukuthi batshontsha ngezwi, babethunywa ukuthi na bashumayela abantu bangena kwe-kingdom. They stole iwethi yabantu batshontsha ngezwi bathi na ningathathi igolidi. Igolidi is for abantu abayesihogweni. That is the reason bona bayalifuna igolidi lela.
Mina nizohamba etratini zegolide uma nifika ezukwini la ningahambe ningaligqoka egolide. That is why nasebandleni engikhulele kukhulu nanyamhlanje uma ungangena ugqoke ichaininyana kuqala intshumayelo phansi. Nja angikubuzi ngiyakutshela wangena ufake ichaininyana nje kuqala intshumayelo phansi phendukani bahede phendukani uchesha nifuna. Ngelinye langa ngike ngisho lokho ngelinye langa ngihamba nonkosikazi wami ebandleni lami ithi ngingazibizi ngegapha ebandleni lami eDaviton kwakunomfana wayeshada laphansi so sifika nonkosikazi wayengathalanga iduku itshumayele yaqala phansi
yeduku
enilamaduku emisisi emisisi lela lingasangena ekuhlebeni emisisi kuneyinwele zikhe zangena ezulwini kunamaduku akangena ezulwini bakhiphe into out of context in order to suit ukuthi aqede isikhathi and akuna kingdom ubabonisa yona abantu. People must receive, people must repent. Let us go to Matthew chapter 3. UJohane uma aqala intshumayelo uthi repent because the kingdom of God is at hand. First preaching I saw. Repent because the kingdom is at hand. Something that is at hand is something that is with you. If Koralila, I know what is coming. Kunema version, Atina, the kingdom of God, the kingdom is near. The kingdom was not near. The kingdom is here.
Upon you.
Yes. Uniko demo yakadesu. Utina ngengenza njani. Athu Jesu uma ungazalwa kwesibili awuzokubona ngicela si andalana igama lithi kubona. You will not see angathi you will not see the kingdom angathi you will not go but langoba sifuna kuthatha iwealth yabantu sithi awuzokuya ezulwini.
False witnessing.
While false witnessing. Awuzokuya ezulwini. Just to see something. To see and to go. Two different things. To go is to take a step. We are somewhere or give a motor or we are. But to see. Ikuthi uvula amehlo uyibone ukuthi kahle kahle ngikuphi la ngikhona ora ngingena kweyiphi indawo. So uJesu uthi awuzokubona umbuso wezu ngoba umbuso already nawu la ukhuluma naye uNikodema akawuboni. Ukhuluma naye uNikodema akawuboni ucabanga ukuthi umbuso kunalo useza lo kumele azothwaleka la ahamba ayongena kuwo ahambe kwe-strategy zegolide i-strategy se-religion leso sokutshontsha izinto zabantu nge-strategy se-religion kuza kwenza amaculo angena kunkulunkulu phakathi kuthi noma ngaba ngihlupheka ngigqoka ngiba manikiniki ngiba njani mina ngizohamba ey'tratweni zegolide abantu bayeka kusebenza bangasebenzi bafuna ukuthi baye ezulwini ukuthi bayohamba kwey'tratwe zegolide. Why the kingdom of God is now. When we pray we say your kingdom come, your will must be done la emhlabeni la. Iwili kankulunkulu mayenzwe la. But as we are witnessing falsely, sithi kumele abantu bazophuma bathatha uma se mabahlupheke bayenjore inhlupheko then ke ukuzothi uma sebaqedile ke baphume bahambe bohlala kwey'tradi zegolide.
Yakuzwa mruthi.
False witnessing. And abantu abapholi because balindele ukuthi bazopholiswa uma bafika ezulwini. Kanti uNkulunkulu uthi already we have overcome the world. We are not going to overcome. We overcame the world. Meaning, not in the future, now. Because the king is here. As I live in the king, as I walk kwe kingdom yake. Abantu bangibona bacanga ukuthi ngise South Africa. Yes, ngihamba kwendawo ibhalwe South Africa, but I am in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Imthetho wami awukho based kwezinto zase South Africa. Izinto zase South Africa ezinye ezirayithi ziyazenza ezi-scriptural ziyazenzakalela, i-law iyazenzakalela kini ngoba ngi-obeya number one, the king engikuyo.
Ngiyakuza, ngiyakuza. Thank you so much, Muruti. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are touching base this on the issue of false witnessing, what it is even all about. We trust the Father will do you good. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What have been or what has been your experience with regards to false witnessing? Have you ever had people witnessing falsely against you? Or perhaps maybe something like that towards you or with you towards others? H, an experience towards that? What does the word say? What has been your experience? Give us a shout. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, also tell us much with regards to false witnessing and your experience.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Pastor Green, greetings to you.
Greetings, greetings, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Greetings, Pastor Ray. Greetings to all the listeners, everyone who listen right now. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us again tonight. May God be with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, what a great honor. What a great privilege. We thank the Lord for this platform. We thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have to share the word of God and to fellowship around the word of God and to discuss what we have on our heart. Tonight we have our topic on this platform, false witnessing. False witnessing. Hallelujah. This thing is so important to discuss, Pastor Ray, because many of us are getting deceived because of false witnessing. There's this deception in false witnessing. There's lies in false witnessing. False witnessing is not a good thing. It's not from God. God don't want it. You know, this platform is so good because we sharpen each other here, Pastor Ray. The Bible says, iron sharpens iron. So a man shall sharpen the countenance of his friend. And this is what we are doing on this platform. We sharpen one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, to me, Pastor Ray, it is very clear that God don't want false witnesses. That is not in the plan of God. That is not in the will of God. God don't want it. It is just plain like that. God don't want us to bear false witnesses. The other thing that I want to say, Pastor Ray, this thing about the false witnessing, it is in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. It is right through the Bible, but every time you hear about a false witnessing, God don't want it. It's not a plan of God. It's not what God wants. God don't want us to be liars. God don't want us to go around and do things that we are not supposed to do. Especially, Pastor Ray, when I read in the Ten Commandments, the ninth commandment of the Ten Commandments, in the book of Exodus chapter 20 verse 16, just hear what the Bible says. This is the ninth commandment of the commandments that God gave Moses to give to the children of Israel. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. It's plain, it's simple, it's easy to understand. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Now, when we look at this, this is, Pastor Ray, when people go around to gossip your name. That's a false witness. When people are trying to bring you down, they will have to use false witnesses to bring you down, to spoil your name or to destroy you.
Yeah.
So many people today are not anymore on the place where they used to be because of somebody that spread false news, false witness, somebody that is a false witness. So God don't want it, Pastor Ray. That's why even in the Ten Commandments, right in the Old Testament, God spoke about it. That we should not have false witnesses. We should not be false witnesses.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus himself said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witnesses. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will be my witnesses. In other words, you will be a witness of the truth, because Jesus is the truth. Jesus is not a liar. So we will be witnesses of Jesus when the Holy Spirit come on us. But the devil is a liar, Pastor Ray. The devil wants us not to witness, be true witnesses. He wants us to be false witnesses. He wants us to gossip one another. He wants us to speak bad about one another. He wants us to lie about one another. He wants us to spread things that is not the truth. He wants us to say things that is not the truth. He wants us to bring each other down. Now Jesus addressed the devil, and he addressed also the people that follow the devil. In the book of John chapter 8 and verse 44, just hear what Jesus said to the people that want to be false witnesses and want to follow what the devil tell them to do. Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil.
Yeah.
And you and the desires of your father, you want to do it. He is a murderer from the beginning.
Yeah.
And does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him.
Yes.
He speaks a lie. When he speaks a lie,
he speaks of his own resources. Yeah.
For he is a liar and the father of it. Jesus addressed the devil here. Jesus is telling us exactly how the devil is. And there are people that want to do the work of the devil. That is a false witness, Pastor Ray. Already God has said, you shall bear no false witness against your neighbor. But people will do it because the devil is the influence. Because the devil is the father of lies, and the devil controls them. Hallelujah. You know, when I read in the book of Isaiah 54 verse 17, the Bible says there is no weapon formed against us that shall be able to prosper.
Yeah.
And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn it. When the Bible talk about the tongue that rises up against us in judgment, those that speak evil about us, those that speak wrong about us, those that spread wrong news about us, there's so many false witnesses in this world, Pastor Ray. But we have to make sure that we stand with the truth. Since we are children of God, since we are Christians, the ninth commandment is so clear to every Christian that you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And when we say your neighbor, we don't talk about a person that stays next to you. We talk about anybody. We talk about people that we know. Sometimes we bear false witness even against our family. Sometimes we bear false witness against our members in the church. Sometimes we bear false witness against our own pastors. Sometimes we bear false witness against people that we are not supposed to bear false witness against, Pastor Ray. Actually, we must not bear false witness. But it is so dangerous. But God don't want it. We have to be careful that we don't cross the line with our wrongdoings. This is not in the will of God. I want to say it again. It's clear to me that God don't want false witnesses. God don't want us to be a false witness in this world.
Yeah.
God wants us to be people that speak the truth. People that talk the truth. People that know the truth. Pastor Ray, we'll continue. Let me give other people also a chance to say something. The Lord bless you, Pastor Ray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Servant of the Most High, Pastor Green, thank you so much, and hoping to hear you again. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you. And we are together throughout up to the hour 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Hang out with Pastor Makamu and Pastor Green.
2024, ebe lunga gomogolo. Biale MTN ego famu nyeta omunga rapi wago thupa. Give win-win summer. Gotsanela, gotla star 142 hash. Goba o tsane go MTN app. O reke 1 gig go ba go feta. Go thupasa ga o setseka go 75 million rand. Re aba 300 gigs irili iri. 3000 rand go ba betsa tholo ba 30 tjatji ka tjatji. Le 10000 rand go ba thupa 30 beke le beke. Go di mogafao, ba mahlatse ba le 10, ba thupa 300000 rand motho ka o teng. Viali, thoma go reka di gigs tsa lena msantsi. Gore le thupe ka win-win sama. Go ba ne ge mo Afrika borwa a thupa. Re thupa ka MTN.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. What is false witnessing even all about? And let's hear what you say with regards to this. Send us also a voice note. I am keen to hear from you as to what false witnessing is all about. I am keen, very keen to hear what false witnessing is all about. And of course, also you can send us a WhatsApp and talk to us directly there. And let's hear what you say on the matter. What is false witnessing? What is it even all about? And much of the times, what have we come to make of it? Can we say without a doubt that we understand what false witnessing is all about? Funis Makam, let me bring this to you again, my friend. And I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 6 verse 19. It says, a false witness who spoke lies and one who sows discord among the brethren. A false witness will always bring division amongst the children of the Father. False witnessing is about division. It's about breaking people off. And even those who do these breakaway churches, you would see to an extent there is false witnessing that had brought a cost to that. Either on the ones who break or either on the ones that are broken from. But we see are broken from. We see that there is a notion of false witnessing that we see much of the times. And that is why there is discord even amongst the brethren. It's because of false witnessing. Fundis.
Yes, Mfundis. Inkinga enkulu uma ngaba le nto lela yenzwa abantu abangazani noNkulunkulu, it's much better ngoba baku territory yabo.
Yeah.
But uma ngaba yenzwa abantu abathe thina siku kingdom kaNkulunkulu sazana noBaba yahusha lesi yakhe iba inkinga. And inkinga le lapho Mfundisi akasibuke laphona uyahusha umavuka emathuneni.
Yeah.
Among Okala Zenama religious leaders. Religious leaders, they were first liars. Because Amasosha, according to Israel, Amasosha Azza Tekatina, Sambona Ufukile, Bona religious leaders, not a government, religious leaders, Ibobatina, Tataniman, Chelanabantu Ukuti. Akafukanga kuze abafundi bazomtshontsha thina sasilele. In case ama authorities ayanibuza thina, we will stand by your side. Kusho the religious leaders. We as religious leaders, as Pharisees, as bobani bani banamagama amakhulu, we will stand by your side. Sinivikela kuma authorities. So akusama authorities as president among abantu batshela abantu ukuthi mabahambe bayokhuluma amanga kwe religious leaders. And as these religious leaders, even today they continue to lie to the people.
Yo.
Yeah. But even not today they continue to speak lies to the people. Abakayeki. But Kulumamanga Kongo, umuntu akhuluma manje osepulpit ajuluke abe manje azacela namanzi kuze labo sithinyana lawo abagqoke abayabo manzi mtofi noba kuba yibo balethaya amanzi bathi kamnika amanzi bamnikanyana nethawula ugaqe nethawula ngalesi sikhathi ukukhuluma amanga is not witnessing what the minister, what the Lord said. Ukhuluma intando yakhe lokhu bamtshele khona ukuthi hamba kusho. Do you know ukuthi there are people who, when they want money, bathuma umuntu bathi wena hamba ushumayela ngemali wena. Abantu banayo imali kodwa siyazi ukuthi umakamu uright ukukhulumene ngemali ngoba uma ukukhuluma ngemali bayikhipha abantu akafani nawe Ray ngoba hayi noma ukhulumile nje abantu basukuma baba bancane but uma ukhuluma baphakambe baningi bayelapha there is no longer preaching yokuthi abantu basuka esonweni uma uthanda mfundisi ungabuka ungavula isiwethu TV from ekuseni lizeliwe shona angeke uze preaching nithi muntu kuphuma esonweni ayikho Because he knows that I'm a demon trick. Unless you go and lose it, demon in Omakamu, hey! Nigga, This is demon in Mitchino Ray. Katakusu, when I'm going to Sukaro Muntabant in Mishai. So, Yahusha knows I'm a trick, I'm a demon more than us. But in my government, you want to Kurumishan and the way prophet is gone. But in my government, never born up and long. Kona lemon borrow kini de.
Yeah.
Kaba ni na human borrow kona le lo. Ebo baklu le kwe le kini. Lo bona bani bachana ni impama ngukute. Umunya chala kuti wena uti wena onumtana. Nindo de yosu ye onumtana kini. Onumtana na. Bachana ni impama live o kwe suwiti chifi. For sweet pussy. Kwe listen.
Yes.
Then, I was shattered one day as I was reading the Daily Sun. I was in a Tombozane, Yabo Pisa is stepfather, Sayo. Tombozane, only repeal Uba. Kati, I come among you to no mamma.
Yes.
Bob, Mamma Cassano, I got some food, Uba.
Yes, Mother.
Bambo, son, about 3-4 years. God is careful. Kukuthi akusuhuye lo baba repele intombazane. Intombazane yabuye izonesa ukuthi no man umama uye anthumile uthe manje khombo lo baba. Manga abantu abahlele emajele nemfende ngendaba yamanga. Sport witnessing. Abantu bathengela bayingaki ayingaka ama ballot paper. Akishiwe even akuwa nonyaka sisuka kuwo ukuthi nokuwina ubani bani o iqembu lakha makamu kanti siyaze kumtshopa ukuthi aliwinanga bayingaka abantu baqashwa emakampanini namagama abantu
hey
bayingaka abantu baqashwa umsebenzini ngemanga ngandaba abantu bafika bathi thina sizobela wena la so wena ungabe brave na Kurumanje, uma bakubuza, sina sizo witness. False witnessing. Akhoza umntana abantu aphelelwe umsebenzi. Ngendaba ya false witnessing. Bayingaka abantu. You know ukuthi manje sengifundene ukuthi abantu bayaxoshwa nasemana nasenkonzweni.
Yeah.
Oh. Ngokuthi lezi inkonzo lezi la. Akusaze bona inkonzo zika yahusha amashiya.
Inkonzo
lezi. Eza kamakamu.
Ya, yeah, hey, baya tosha mfo. Hey, baya tosha. Leo hai ngeyazi kakulu gele. Baya tosha.
Hey.
Baya
kakabandi baya tosha.
Hey, matati.
Baya kakabandi ibu nukbuna wa baya buna wa masotwene. Ninda baya kuja. Buying a government to my pants to come at track. But I got a good born of stars. Buying that.
Sure.
But you can put this one. So I'm listening. God loves the world so much. He loves you. I'm not happy when I see a sinner die.
Yeah.
Why don't you or repent or sekin?
Yeah.
Do you remember when the mama mam tolo cotin? Bam leta kuye in kosi. Bafuka bam bekana. But in no asizana momuntu. That's Bambella Tina, some keeper. Patigo, as a hub. As a runner would. But my speaker, as I love this person. I witness, and that lady is the one who humble I also know the Christ. Because who witnesses in so in Pilo Paloma Lola was fucked as under Kurumokuniki. But in Pilo Yake, look after our Kulumat Ungena saw, Kawa, who fuckers, Obu, Shebu Nickels of Tiba. Let us give people life. Let us show people in Pilo and that life. Akoso Makamu Makama can a neck, Umakamu when he dies. Who in Dante, I get him Sizumund, Umakamu, Akana. Let us witness about him. Him alone. Who is life?
Absolutely.
Utila Pana. Utila Pana. Make somebody tell about. Ogutumo Figin Kosanian. Even Ulamba and Gabulamba. Utila Pana. Seek first the kingdom.
Yes.
And his righteousness.
All this shall be
that. Seek him. Let us teach people to seek righteousness. Let us teach people to witness the righteousness of God.
Yes.
And not only by words, but also by how we live. Not you could not to look at someone in town. And it's Santa Bama's killing in Tambamas in your Northern Tinabant, meaning it's Amateur Tamasop, Nomatian Tinabant, especially Tinaba fellow guard.
Yaguza, thank you. Yeah, Yaguza.
It's a wrong.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Thank you so much, Muruti. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And thank you so much to Charlotte Mujela. Charlotte Mujela, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you for the WhatsApp there. And also, let's see, thank you to Jason Tikani. Let's see. Jason Tikani, thank you so much. Thank you so much to Mpuneswami na Joseph Nwamba. And Aus Morin Pakula, thank you very much. We appreciate.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets.
Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.